Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis hit back on President Biden Wednesday after Biden criticized him and other Republican governors for banning mask mandates.
Joe Biden has taken to himself to try to single out Florida over COVID. This is a guy who ran for president saying he was going to, quote, shut down the virus. And what has he done? He's imported more virus from around the world by having a wide-open southern border.
Biden suggested that if you don't do lockdown policies, then you should get out of the way. A tumbling incident last Thursday involving the International Space Station may have been more serious than initially reported. A Russian research module called Naka docked on the underside of the more than 900,000-pound orbiting space station. Then the module inadvertently fired one of its propulsion thrusters while docking, pulling down the rear of the ISS, prompting NASA officials to declare a spacecraft emergency after performing 1.5 backflips. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
A new poll by the San Diego Union-Tribune shows 51% of respondents were in favor of recalling Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom, while only 40% wanted to keep him in power. The recall is September 14th. While the Biden administration continues to plea for peace talks with the Taliban in Afghanistan, the terrorist organization has elevated the violence. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Taliban first detonated a suicide bomb, then there was a second blast, then smaller explosions that followed rapid gunfire. The terrorists were targeting the home of Afghanistan's acting defense minister. The attack by the Taliban occurred in the high-security so-called Green Zone in Kabul. State Department spokesman Ned Price says Afghan's national forces outnumber the Taliban.
The Afghan security forces are numerically far superior to the Taliban. It's a simple fact. They have over 300,000 troops. They have an air force. They have special forces. They have heavy equipment. The Taliban, in contrast, have less than 100,000.
USA Radio News.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
A $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill was moving through the Senate on Wednesday as Majority Leader Chuck Schumer pledged to delay the chamber's August break until it passes. Utah Senator Republican Mike Lee tells Fox News this bill is an inflation bomb and will hurt lower-income people the most.
This bill is a massive inflation bomb being dropped on an already carpet-bombed economy. It can't take any more government. We've been pumping the government so full of money and that into the economy that it's causing the dollar to lose its value. This bill is sort of a reverse Robin Hood. It's stealing from the poor to give to the rich. There are a small handful of very well-connected wealthy interests who will get richer off of this bill. But everybody else will get poorer as we inflate the dollar. That's not fair to hardworking Americans. It's bad for Utahns. It's bad for all Americans everywhere.
Included in the bill is a $10 million project to study if Americans will accept a per-mile tax on driving their car. The intrusion into our privacy via GPS shadowing could be devastating.
Without a massive intrusion into privacy and liberty interests that the American people hold dear, when you add this to all of the other problems with the bill, including the fact that it will make it more difficult for first-time home buyers to get into a home at a time when Utahns and all Americans are struggling with the high price of housing and health care and gasoline and groceries. This is not fair. It's not right. We shouldn't be doing it.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, checking the time, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing? Good to have you with us. Hanging in there, huh? You got to remember, hey, when you fight the good fight, you got to keep fighting. It's not over until it's over. And let me tell you, progressives are they're a force unto themselves, regardless of the results. I mean, that is obvious. Look at the insanity that we're having to put up with. And I know you ask those common sense questions. You go, well, I think my first grader could figure this out. Well, you're exactly right. Your first grader could figure this out. But this is what happens when politics gets so abnormal and people get so siloed and stuck in their ideology, as Jordan Peterson said. You just end up rendering yourself stupid. And that's what's on display throughout our country. And right now, it just seems to be the people in power are that walking example of what Jordan Peterson referenced. Dan Perkins is with us now, nationally recognized policy and energy expert, author, columnist, and syndicated radio host. Hey, Mr. Dan, how you doing, buddy?
I'm fine, thank you. And yourself?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I've been looking forward to our conversation because maybe we can exercise some demons of idiocy in the process of it all. Would that be possible?
Sure. Could we have just 1 minute of fun?
Okay, sure.
2 weekends ago, I had my 3 sons and my 2 grandsons here to celebrate Grandpa's Father's Day and birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
I took them to the golf course,
mm-hmm.
and on the number 6 hole, par 3, 108 yards,
uh-huh.
they witnessed their grandpa get a hole in one.
Oh, is this your first one?
No, my second one. My first one was literally 50 years ago, Bill.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
50 years ago.
Yeah, mine was quite a while. I'm due as well, but oh my goodness, you couldn't ask for anything better. In front of your son and the grandkids, oh my gosh, touch them all. I mean, that's better than gold, buddy.
It is. So that was the highlight of my summer so far.
Well, how cool. Well, congratulations, and for the kids to see, you know, Grandpa, you know, setting the example. And, of course, they're going to be calling you up pretty soon and going, hey, Grandpa, guess what? I just got a hole in one. It's easier than I thought. You go, yeah, right. After all these years, it took me to get a hole in one. All of a sudden, now you're gonna get one in the first couple of years of your playing. That's awesome.
I got it literally in the first 3 months of playing. With no lessons.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. And so here we are all these years later, 50 years later, and here it is. Well, awesome.
Yeah.
What a birthday present on so many levels.
Yeah.
Well, good for you, Dan.
Thank you.
And good fun for sharing that.
You're welcome. I'm proud to be able to share it. I do want to react to what you're saying, but I want to be very specific.
Okay.
The Constitution just got shredded yesterday. Shredded. Because we have an agency which has no elected officials, passed a law without Congress's approval on what we're going to do about renters.
Yes, exactly.
The head of the CDC announced a program where she is determining how those people are going to be protected. And they have no legal standing. They have no power to legislate anything. But they did it anyway, Bill. Mm-hmm. They don't care about the Constitution. They don't care about the law of the land
mm-hmm.
and enforcing it. They're creating their own unconstitutional law,
right.
Period.
Well, why are we surprised? I mean, this was what Obama-Biden did during their regime 8 years. You recall when the president said he couldn't do anything about immigration, but all of a sudden he finds a pen and his cell phone, right? And the executive order started coming about. And, you know, what next? I mean, you know, it seems like Obama's dream of a third term is exactly the way he wanted it, that he could have an earpiece into the president of the United States and be able to direct and be the puppet master, and this seems to be the case. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi, the Democrats, you know, what is it? Why didn't they want to touch this? Why didn't the Republicans at least want to bring this up? Why was this whole issue about evictions such an anathema, Dan? What are we missing here? What's the deep down story of this?
I think. Thank you so much for throwing that huge softball.
Okay.
I got that question yesterday
mm-hmm.
by the doctor who created the coronavirus vaccine. And he said, I don't understand why these things are happening. He said, it's almost impossible to find out, for example, how many people who have contracted the Delta virus
mm-hmm.
have actually died.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know that the caseload is up and the number of people are up in the hospitals, but there's no significant change in the death. In fact, you can't find it on any of the sites. How many people have actually died under the Delta virus?
Right.
Here's the answer to your question. It is a classic misdirection play.
Mm-hmm.
The Biden administration knows they're in deep trouble at the border. The economy is not recovering. It's starting to collapse. New jobs came in on the ADP number, 200,000 below what was expected. We got numbers tomorrow for the national survey.
Mm-hmm.
Inflation is up. Cost of everything is up. And so the American people are starting to recognize that this administration has failed them. They failed to deliver on their promise. What the administration is doing is going back to fear.
Yes.
And they're using the pandemic, they're using the new Delta virus and the demand for vaccination
mm-hmm.
to distract the American people from the issues. It's working in the mainstream media,
mm-hmm.
but it's not working in a lot of American people's minds. And they believe they have to distract. They have to change the narrative.
Yes.
Because if the people continue to focus on the border and people coming across the border illegally, hundreds of thousands, and many of them are coming across with the COVID virus.
Yeah, you got thousands of people coming across and being sent into the interior of America while they're telling us that we need to mask up and get ready for more restrictions. Like, that makes a lot of sense, right?
Yeah, but that's the point. It's all distraction.
Right.
And as a result, I mean, there are studies that are coming out now that say there was a report that, and to prove my point, Bill, I said to the doctor, here's the proof of my point. Last Friday, the Washington Post printed a confidential internal memorandum from the CDC on an outbreak in Portsmouth, Massachusetts,
mm-hmm.
where 74% of the people who had the Delta virus had already been fully vaccinated with the vaccines.
Right.
And they're talking about how it spread. And so what happened was the Washington Post, now this is important, though.
Mm-hmm.
Washington Post then fed it to the CNN, and the two of them fed it to the New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
Why would the major supporters of Joe Biden and his administration, what he's trying to do, issue negative stories about what's going on with the virus? It's because they were part of the the deal to try and distract America.
Yeah. Well, it's all about Mockingbird, isn't it? And they've got the rules of play, and they're all speaking, you know, from the same hymnal. That's what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. Dan Perkins is with us. Our conversation will continue right on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're coming at 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. Dan Perkins is with us, nationally recognized policy and energy expert. Dan, as we were talking, you know, before the break on all things COVID, the government has turned this purposely into a political football to purposely confuse us to no end. So that, like you said, it is a misdirection play. This is what they do. And, of course, it's all part of the cabal between big tech and the legacy media.
Yeah. Let me give you another piece of information. In the city of New York, Chicago, and Philadelphia, more people have died from knife wounds than COVID.
Wow. Well,
more
you see,
people with knife.
And Dan, see, part of the problem that I have with, you know, some of these numbers, I mean, it's like, well, where are the flu numbers? You know, suddenly the flu has been cured because of COVID. We had no flu numbers.
Right.
The CDC, what, a month ago, leaked out the headline that less than 5% of people that died of COVID, you know, died of COVID only. The rest were comorbidities. So of that, you know, when you're talking 5%, you're talking half the number of an annual flu death count. And meanwhile, we get no flu numbers, and you wonder, with this Delta virus that they've misdirected us to, is this, I mean, how much of that is the flu?
Yeah, and on top of that, Bill, what we're not getting from the CDC is we're not getting information on side effects. I started writing months and months ago about what they call long-haul patients. These are people that have medical problems after what would be the normal recovery time.
Right.
And now the CDC recently put out a number, something like 3 million people have long-haul symptoms. Well, I wonder if the number's true, whether it's factual or understated. The point is that the one thing that America is getting angrier and angrier about is the consistency of the story from the health professionals and the accuracy of what they're telling us. They're also beginning to wonder, why aren't we getting more? Why isn't the organization more transparent?
Right.
Why do we have to pull so hard to try and find information about long-haul patients? And what are the side effects? And you go to the VARDS reporting system and you look at the number of people who have reported anywhere from sniffles to death as it relates to the virus and the vaccine. You got to really pull really, really hard to get in, down deep enough. But the media is not reporting any of that. And so what's happening, for example, last night I heard that Joe Biden, since he became elected, has dropped 18 percentage points in favorability rating from the independents.
Right.
18 points.
Yes.
In a little over 6 months.
Yeah, and that's just from independents. Overall, it's like 12 to 13 points down. That's huge.
I mean, it is huge. And so we've got a president and a vice president that have unfavorable ratings within 9 months of becoming elected. Where did the honeymoon go? And our vice president's got poorer ratings than the president. And again, this is the mainstream media, the way they're manipulating the stories. You look at Kamala and look at how long she decided not to go to the border. But what has she done? She's on a trip now to Vietnam. I'm not sure I understand why she would be going all that way when there are people that desperately need help at the southern border. But the administration, and now that people are beginning to understand that we're bringing in hundreds of thousands of people, and probably the highest number of both children and adults in 20 years will come into this country this year illegally that we can count. There are others that we obviously can't find and don't count. But the point is the American people are quickly turning, and look at the runoff elections and the ballot initiatives that are going on in the country. They want to get rid of critical race theory. They're deciding that, you know, de Blasio with his vaccine card is crazy. I heard yesterday, and I will tell you up front, I've been trying to get it verified, but what I have been told is that de Blasio is saying, if you live in New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, you can't come into the city with your a card from your state. You have to have a card from the state of New York.
Well, you knew that had to come. I mean, that's not far-fetched, Dan. I mean, that would be typical. I mean, you would only expect that. And so, you know, and of course now we've got the dark business of you know, that came out naturally because we're inventive people. Out there in the black market, you can buy a fake vaccination card now for $40.
Yeah. And so that the story is that the New York's going to be flooded, but I know we're short on time. I have to stay on same subject, but a different point.
Okay.
Have you noticed that the narrative has changed on the anti-vaxxers? There's less and less negativism against the people who have chosen not to get the vaccine. And the reason why, in my opinion, Bill, is the Democrats thought wrongly, mm-hmm. that the majority of people who were against the virus, the vaccine, were white supremacists. What they found in New York, for example, that 70% of the black population in New York has not been vaccinated. And only 40% of the Hispanic population. So they've been talking about all these people and being incredibly brutal, insulting about the people who didn't take the vaccine. And now that they're beginning to understand that it's the minorities that supposedly they're supporting,
right.
They've cooled on that mm-hmm. particular issue.
Yeah, good point. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Because they're alienating their base.
Yeah. Well, the base is waking. See, this is what's freaking them out. I think it's part of the reason why we have the open border right now is the Democrats are desperate and they need a refreshment of reinforcements of new voters. And so where are they going to get them? Hey, open up the border. Let's bring them in. We'll promise them health care. We'll use, you know, the people's money to buy votes, to buy their vote and their loyalty. I mean, this is what they've done time and time again. So there's nothing new under the sun. This is the same playbook. And meanwhile, when they're called on it, and of course, this is the disgusting thing, Dan, which upsets me more than anything with the mainstream media, the legacy media. They deserve to lose subscription. They have absolutely obliterated their credibility, and they deserve what they're getting right now. They're becoming less and less consequential, and people are looking at, other resources to get their news, and deservedly so. You know, just like your new channel, blacksandwhites.us, you know, you're offering an alternative. We offer an independent alternative here. And, you know, we get comments all the time from people all over the world that see this as being refreshing, that it's a balanced approach and it's newsworthy. And it is. I mean, we bring on experts just like you do and we give them time. It's not about 8-second sound bites that we can formulate to push an agenda. And this is what they're doing. This is what Fox is doing, even, sadly. You know, people that we could once trust, now we have to, you know, doubt and be skeptical about. And meanwhile, you know, they put us in a position, Dan, like with all these people that are being released, these illegal immigrants that are being released with COVID. And part of my cynical mindset says, well, I mean, of course, we know a lot of them are being dumped into Texas, so they want to, you know, get a fresh new set of borders and, you know, voters there. But the other thing is that they're upset with Texas because Texas has revolted against the traditional party line of all these restrictions, just like with DeSantis. And they're trying to do everything they can to invalidate, you know, our governor here in Florida.
Right.
19 seconds right. left, Dan. Go ahead.
Keep the faith. Keep listening, and I want them to go to blacksandwhites.us and get a chance to hear the other side of the story. Thanks.
Dan Perkins, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you, buddy. Take care.
Bye.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with
with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis hit back on President Biden Wednesday after Biden criticized him and other Republican governors for banning mask mandates.
Joe Biden has taken to himself to try to single out Florida over COVID. This is a guy who ran for president saying he was going to, quote, shut down the virus. And what has he done? He's imported more virus from around the world by having a wide open southern border.
Biden suggested that if you don't do lockdown policies, then you should get out of the way. A tumbling incident last Thursday involving the International Space Station may have been more serious than initially reported. A Russian research module called Naka docked on the underside of the more than 900,000-pound orbiting space station. Then the module inadvertently fired one of its propulsion thrusters while docking, pulling down the rear of the ISS, prompting NASA officials to declare a spacecraft emergency after performing 1.5 backflips. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Martinez here, and look what we got for you. Yes, the one and only Lou Euler joins us now. Always an honor and a pleasure to have Lou with us, the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Lou, if the title of your committee ever was appropriate, it is now. I mean, we have got to keep, you know, beating that drumbeat that, you know, our country cannot continue to spend the people's money. It's not even the people that are alive, but the people yet to come. I mean, our grandkids, are going to be inheriting an incredible debt brought to you by this Democratic Party.
You're absolutely right. And their spending on the Democrat side is wild. The federal government's official auditors has told us there's $1 trillion Congress has already appropriated. It hasn't been spent. And yet the very next day, they're moving to spend another trillion on the so-called infrastructure bill, only a little bit of which goes for bridges and roads. The rest goes to line the union pockets of the blue state mayors that are part of this whole business.
Exactly. Well, it's all about buying votes. I mean, this is the thing that I find most absurd and incredible, Lou, is they're able, and look at the people gave the vote, and they voted the Democrats in office, and you've got to understand this is the way they operate. They get in control, they open up the Treasury, and they spend your money to buy votes. This is what this is all they're doing. Whether you leave an open border and you promise free health care and education to illegal immigrants, ignoring everyday citizens. But look at,
We're the ones that keep voting them into office, and some of this absurdness has got to stop. People have got to wake up and see that even though Joe Biden would want you to believe he's a moderate, well, he's not very much of a moderate now, as you can tell from the policies and what he's doing to damage the existing infrastructure of our country, which is really the American people, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so, and you're absolutely right. Biden himself is not necessarily the worst of them. You've got Bernie Sanders, you've got AOC, you've got all these progressives who know nothing about running a country properly, and so he gets carried away, and we know he is not got the full abilities that we had hoped he would have as an individual and as president, with the way he responds to questions and does things. And so we have this open borders problem. We have riots in our streets. And then we have spending that is without control. So it is now time that the American people reach out to their legislators, and certainly the polls are showing that for the midterm election next year, many more people are shaping up as fiscal conservatives, and that's what we have to do together to stop this nonsense.
Well, and this is why the Democrats are so insistent on passing S1 and HR1 to codify all this illegal machination they got away with because of COVID in 2020, Lou. It's disgusting. We've been reporting on this that, it's also telling, because when you see the Justice Department putting pressure on everyday citizens out there, these are people in volunteer positions, Lou, trying to do their civic responsibility and to count votes and to do an audit there in Maricopa. And they get, they get a letter, a threatening letter from the Justice Department, telling them that they better back off or else there's consequences. I mean, the heavy hand of government. I mean, this is third world kind of communist kind of stuff that they're perpetrating on the American people. Just because they want to be citizens and they're concerned about their government, and they're doing what over 50% of America wants to be done. And that is, they're saying, hey, we need an audit. We need an audit of these these different states and these different election counties, these counties here where the things are so suspicious. I mean, over 50%. So you have Democrats participating in that. It's not all Republicans, because it's it's 70% are Republicans. They're saying we need an audit, and I think it's 30-35% of Democrats. But when you put it together, it's over 50%.
No, you're absolutely right. And the audit and review going on in Maricopa County in Arizona now is revealing, of course, the machinations of the machinery and the people that they had working there, and is underscoring, as you have suggested, the need for much tighter voting rules the next time around in order to assure a proper outcome. We've got to have one election day instead of a month-long election day. We've got to have people appear at the voting booth. We have to have people affirm their identity with their driver's license or some other means of communication and assurance. And that is critical for the future of the nation in our election process. You bet.
Well, and the Democrats are doing everything they can to put it in question, because what they will do is, the voters, particularly conservative voters, will go, why does it matter? I mean, they're going to cheat anyway. They're not going to count all the votes. My vote's invalidated, so why should I participate? They're disenfranchising. And the thing that's interesting about Merrick Garland, the Justice Department, they are calling these citizens in Arizona. They're saying that by virtue of them counting and auditing the votes, that they're interfering with the process. Well, what the Justice Department, with their threats, to me, that's a bigger interference, isn't it?
You're absolutely right. It is clearly the prerogative of each state and locality within the state to determine the efficacy of their voting process. And they decided in Arizona that they needed to review it for both what has happened and what could happen in the future, and find out what the truth is. Mm-hmm. That's what the left is so against these days, is the truth. I mean, it's mm-hmm. not only truth in voting, it's truth in climate change. It's the new religion of the left. It's true in every other aspect that they want to run over us. They are violating common sense and truth.
Without a doubt. We're talking with Lou Euler, founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Lou, do you find it interesting right now that America's governors on both coasts that have been praised endlessly now find themselves under scrutiny? We've got a recall going on in California, and we've got a governor in New York that is being forced to resign, and we'll see how that plays out.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Coast-to-coast problems that we've confronted with liberal governors and in California, that will take place in mid-September and is a very good test. Larry Elder has put his name in and has received some very strong support. So this could be and furthermore, this is the kickoff of the school choice movement in California. An initiative will be on the ballot next year for that purpose. So this is a very important election that can focus on that critical issue for America's future.
Well, more for California, that it's an opportunity. We'll have to wait and see if the people there in California can reclaim their government. It's been a one-party state for so long, controlled by the Democrats. The policies have devastated that state. In New York, it's about power and control. So a different potential outcome there, because Democrats will probably still hold the governor's seat because of the nature of of the state itself. It's amazing that they ignored policies that ended up killing some 15,000 seniors, as we know. But that has been ignored, which is shocking. Lou Euler, the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Thank you, Lou. Appreciate it. Take care, buddy.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pin.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Got a real treat for you. You know, I'll tell you, when you read this book and you hear from David Zucchino, it gives you the sense that journalism is back. The art, the true art that has been missing, where there is the pursuit of truth, no matter where it leads. And David has done this, and as a result, he has won a Pulitzer Prize. It's a national bestseller. His book is Wilmington's Lie, The Murderous Coup of 1898 and the Rise of White Supremacy. David, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Good to be with you, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Okay, why did this story have to come out?
Because it had been buried and misrepresented by white supremacists for almost a century. They portrayed it as a black race riot, an attempt by African-Americans to take over Wilmington by force and kill all the whites, and that unfortunately the white people had to rise up and defend their city. And in fact, it was just the opposite. It was the whites who were stockpiling weapons and the whites who launched a white supremacist riot and coup that overthrew the government, but it was portrayed is just the opposite for many years, and then finally the story was just buried. So I really thought I should correct the historical record and also bring to light this momentous event in not only North Carolina history, but in American history that really changed the course for African-American voters and African-American citizens and deprived them of their basic civil rights for decades afterwards, and had this incredible influence throughout the South. Mm-hmm. They proved to other white supremacists that you could murder and intimidate black voters and overthrow a multiracial government and get away with it with no consequences. So that was an important message, and it was received by white supremacists across the South who went on their own rampages and went on their made their own very successful attempts to keep black men from voting or holding public office.
Once again, you know, what comes out to me as I'm reading your book, and we talk white supremacists, this is political. This is politics. Mm-hmm. And we're talking the genesis here that take you right into the Democratic Party, does it not?
Yes. And at that time, the Democratic Party was the party of white supremacy, and the Republican Party was the party of Lincoln and black suffrage. And obviously they've switched today. They're the opposite. But the Democratic Party was on 100% of white supremacists, really trying to restore antebellum society and trying to return to African Americans to positions of civility and being under absolute control by the dominant white race. And there was an ingrained belief that African Americans were barely human. They were inferior, they were incompetent and unintelligent, and they needed the strong, firm, guiding hand of the white man.
And that wasn't happening in Wilmington. I mean, you had very successful black businesses. It was an interracial community that was quite vibrant at the time. So, I mean, you talk about a big lie. I mean, it's lie upon lie, was it not?
Exactly. I mean, Wilmington was really an outlier. It was probably the most integrated city in the South, and it was certainly the only major southern city that had a black majority population. It was 56%, and it was a rare example of a city that had black men in positions of power. Three of the 10 city councilmen and 10 of the 26 policemen were black men, and there were black magistrates and so on. There was a thriving black middle class with artisans and merchants, and there was at least 60-some black professionals, doctors, lawyers, and professors. It was a thriving, multiracial community, and this was just unacceptable to the white supremacists. And you can imagine what a threat this was to their way of life.
Well, without a doubt, it countered the narrative. So how was this lie able to be perpetrated on this, Wilmington, for all intents and purposes, kind of a quiet community. I mean, they're getting along, they're being successful, and all of a sudden, the Democrats decide, look, they need to be back in power, and they're going to do anything. You know, it's almost reminiscent of hearing Lindsey Graham, talking to the Democrats in the recent hearing for a chief justice, or not chief justice, but for a justice of the Supreme Court, right? That you're so hungry for power, you will do anything, and I hope you don't get it. And it just seems like that attitude has risen its head, even back then, and it's still around.
Right. And what they did was use a fake news campaign. This is one of the first examples of fake news. As you know, newspapers were king then. It was the only source of information. And the white supremacists who started their white supremacy campaign, which is the title they gave it, planned and carried out this coup over a period of months. And they used newspapers to incite white voters to attack, beat, lynch, intimidate black men to keep them from voting. And they did it by telling their white readers that they were the black beast rapists out there to come and rape their women and steal their jobs, and that black men were too incompetent and unintelligent to hold office, and so on. And that was the lie that they perpetrated, and the white voters believed it, and the white vigilantes took action and beat, intimidated, and lynched black men to keep them from voting.
David, how does this make you feel as a professional journalist, a Pulitzer Prize-winning author? When you see your industry has taken over, and here we are, 100-plus years later, and we're dancing the same dance. I mean, we've got a First Amendment right. Our media needs to be, they are the vanguard of liberty in our democracy. And when it gets to the point when they can be controlled and a narrative instead of good reporting is put out there, it puts us all at risk, doesn't it?
Right. And I'm hoping I've made some tiny accomplishment by digging into this story and showing how misinformation and the big lie and fake news can have such a powerful effect. And I hope anybody who reads this will tie it to what's happening today. I mean, the very same thing has happened on a much more sophisticated level, and you have a much broader and deeper media landscape to deal with now. Before it was just newspapers. Now you have this vast internet where it's so easy to package lies as the truth and to find your own audience who will believe anything you say. And it's very dangerous. And we journalists have a big responsibility to expose this, but it's very, very difficult with the way information is diffused now, and there's so many different sources. It's a real threat to democracy.
David, can I ask you, regarding Wilmington's lie, How much damage did this do, you know, to the idea of race relations and for us to be able to appreciate and be a part of Martin Luther King's dream?
It was devastating. And it really, what it did to me was just show me how powerful that underlying undercurrent of racism and racial hatred and white grievance that was there before 1898 and has been there ever since, and how you needed a demagogue like Donald Trump to bring it to the surface. And it's frightening to me how powerful that force is. And we saw it on January 6th, that you can incite people to violence by repeating a big lie often enough and loud enough, and people will respond to it. And that's truly frightening.
You said something earlier, and it challenged me, honestly, and I mean no offense by it. It's only, you know, we're communicating. I appreciate your book and your journalism and, you know, your award as a Pulitzer Prize author in that. And that is that you suggested that there's been a shift, you know, from the Democratic Party to the Republican Party of these white supremacists. And you got to help me, if that's really what you believe, you got to help me understand that, because I for some reason, I'm not seeing it that way.
Yeah, well, I don't mean to imply that every single Republican is a white supremacist, but there is a concerted effort in the Republican Party to make it as difficult as possible for African Americans to vote. And it may, I agree, it may not even be motivated by racism. I mean, if African Americans still voted for the Republican Party, there would be no reason to try to suppress their vote. In fact, they would try to be supporting it. So I don't know that it's racist. It's political. It's
right.
These are the
people. Well, you see, this is, and that's the dangerous thing. Like you just said, even from the start of the book, it's a political filter that is blinding us. And I just want to say, let's look at it. I mean, because when you look at the 2020 elections and you see how many people of color, you know, voted for the Republican Party, why do you think they did that?
That's a very good question. I wonder myself. What I don't know what they thought the Republicans would offer them, but obviously they thought Republicans had something to offer and the Democrats did not.
But, well, the Democrats have had over 100 years of opportunity to offer them. And basically, I mean, you had a lot of people of color, a lot of blacks coming out saying, hey, you haven't been delivering. And,
you
know,
that a lot.
You know what I'm saying? So, and I think that this is all coming down, whether it's Republican or Democrat, because we're dealing with politics. I mean, to me, when you get into the political realm, you look for what is going to, you know, serve your interest. And, the whole issue and debate over systemic racism, I just, you know, I'm sensitive to it because I want to see it, I want us to be able to have that conversation in a way that's constructive. David Zucchino, congratulations on the book, your award, well-deserved. This is awesome. Thank you for, you know, all that you put into this, because to uncover a huge lie, I mean, this is what our show is all about, is pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. And it takes courage, you know, to do that and to straightening out the record. And it makes me wonder along the way, I mean, this is 1898, a big lie. How many other lies are hanging out there? Maybe that's your next Pulitzer Prize, huh?
Maybe so. But anyway, thank you for having me on, Bill. I really enjoyed it. It was a great conversation.
Well, you take care. Wilmington's Lie, The Murderous Coup of 1898 and the Rise of White Supremacy, from David Zucchino.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give?